Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
Where every week we talk about finance and real estate and always have uninteresting guests. And this week we have...
Always have uninteresting guests? Is that what you just said?
I said interesting.
Always have on.
On.
Maybe you need to enunciate a tad better.
Yeah, I'll give that a try. So I'll work on that. So we have Herman Cazaldias, right?
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Did I mispronounce it?
No, Cazaldias is fine. Okay. Typically, it's my mom that calls me Cazaldias.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, got that. I'm not even going to try because I'll botch that up. But yeah, I got kind of stuck on the whole Herman part. There's only one other Herman I know.
And
Munster? No.
Oh, okay. I have not thought of that character in a long time. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know
why
that popped into my head, but I just saw the name.
So. Okay, hold on. 2 seconds before you get too far on that. Look, Tyler, do you even know who that is?
No, I'm just kidding.
Tyler doesn't even know who Herman Munster is, you old, old man.
Yeah, it's not good. You know what, though? There's a song.
You'll always be older than me.
There's a song on the radio right now, and they cover the Munsters theme song.
Really?
It's like a hip-hop song, and I was just like cracking up. I'm like, that's the Munsters. That's the theme song. So I knew exactly
we'll have to
what
find
it was. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have maybe David, our esteemed producer, can track that down for us. But
yes.
Anyway.
Maybe so.
So Herman, and again, Herman here with the executive director with Washington Business Week, and you're bringing high school students out to the college campuses and putting them through basically a week-long boot camp where they're putting a business together. And at the end, they're going to present and be graded and rated. But what an opportunity for these high school kids to not only get some exposure to some college campuses around the area, but also get connected with business leaders and future mentors. And you mentioned internship possibilities and things like that. So
yeah.
I think it's a fantastic program. Can you, first off, tell us again what college campuses?
Yes, you went through the list so fast. I was like, oh my gosh, can't write it down.
Well, we start the summer at Seattle University. Typically, our program runs in June.
My alma mater.
Yep. Okay. So as soon as the school year is done.
Yeah, you just stroked his ego big time.
Right into Seattle University. And so a week there. In fact, we had about 196 students coming onto that campus.
Excellent.
By far, one of the most popular of all four campuses that we had this summer.
Sure.
And hold on a second. Did they have this program? This says it started in 1976. When did you go to Seattle U?
I actually graduated after that date, so I graduated in 86.
Okay, so you didn't know about this program at the time.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Loser.
Well, we haven't in all fairness, we haven't.
I thought you were a bigger nerd than that.
In all fairness, we haven't been at Seattle U since 1976.
Okay, there you go.
We've been at various campuses.
All right.
Okay.
And, they act as our host site, but they're very gracious hosts. They're excellent.
Good.
And then we move on to Gonzaga.
Okay.
And at Gonzaga, it's typically the full week right after the 4th of July holiday. And we spend this entire week there. And then we have just about a maybe 3 to 4 days break in between, and we head over to Central Washington University. And that's actually where the program was first started in 1976.
Okay.
So we just celebrated our own little birthday.
Yeah.
You know, 40 years of doing this.
Nice. I just celebrated also because I have my youngest son just graduated from Central Washington University.
Yes, he did.
So, wrote that last tuition check.
And it was just a wonderful celebration there. And then we finish off our summer over at Pacific Lutheran University. And so that was the first full week in August. And so we're both excited and exhausted by the end of all this.
So you have the opposite schedule of teachers. So you have nothing to do the rest of the year?
No.
Until this comes up again?
Actually, we work very hard year round to really lift this program up off the ground. So, typically,
what's that take?
Well, typically what we end up doing is we end up going out and connecting with our various partners throughout the state of Washington to help fund a lot of these opportunities for our students. It costs us, as a nonprofit, $1,620 per student to run and operate these programs. You know, I don't know if you've been around teens lately. They eat a lot. So,
okay.
Yes. So, The students, like I mentioned, you know, they have that residential experience to live on the dorms.
Right.
And so
it's not just that they're taking really long hot showers.
That's right. No. That's
okay.
Exactly,
it's the hot
right.
food, so not the hot showers that are costing
that really
you so
is
much
costing
money.
Me
okay.
a lot of money. That's correct.
Okay.
And so the idea is that, you know, we want to make sure that we can help students access this program. So we
right.
don't charge them the $1,620. We charge a tuition of $880.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I know even when I was growing
for
up.
For a week.
For a full week, right? And
yeah, that's cheap summer camp
so,
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's a great deal. And so I know when I was growing up, though, that was a lot of money for my family.
Yeah, I was going to
so
say.
So we still offer financial assistance
okay.
above and beyond the $880. And so it comes in the form of both merit-based and need-based aid.
Okay.
So
yeah, because I was
going to
say,
this,
I hope this is a program that's available to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. And
regardless
we have a wonderful cross-section of the state of Washington represented
okay.
at all these programs. But in order to make this happen, we need the help of the partners that we have out there in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mentioned a few of them, the Boeings, the Microsoft, the Pemcos, the Starbucks mm-hmm. of the world, for instance. And they're the ones that help make up the difference, the mm-hmm. gap, if you will, between you know, the $880 and the $1,620. So
okay.
about $740 difference.
Well, you're mentioning a lot of very large companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, that can be intimidating sometimes to a smaller business to get engaged because they might think that there's a huge outlay that they have to do with this to participate. Is there like a minimum level, or do people have
you know, in this economy, quite frankly, all contributions of any size are always welcome. In fact, we have folks that individual business owners that want to sponsor a student, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
They want to pay
okay.
for the full tuition of that student to go through the program. And so, you know, we take those just as much as the bigger corporate dollars.
Okay.
So we recognize here in the state of Washington, you know, the majority of the businesses are small business owners. And so when this was founded by the AWB, Association of Washington Business, you know, they represent a wonderful cross-section of the business owners across the state of Washington. And so that's kind of what you see represented in our groups as well.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you were saying that the kids come in. They create a business. Are they assigned those, or they come up with all of the ideas themselves?
They come up with the ideas themselves. We don't really give
okay.
them much structure beyond the fact that they
So even
are,
if it's like a business
they're
kind of thing that's
yep.
already out there, yep. but it's just,
yep.
hey, I want to put my own stamp
that's,
on.
That's right.
Can you give an example?
Right.
Like
yeah,
a,
I'd love
a
that.
Typical
sure.
business?
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you an example. So, you know, first of all, the students come together. They don't know each other. We
mm-hmm.
purposely place them in very diverse teams. So students
okay.
that are coming from the same school are not going to be on the same team. So,
good.
You know,
that's actually a good thing.
Absolutely. We're trying to mimic the real world
right.
Of work. You know, we're not going to look like the same,
sure.
talk
mm-hmm.
the same, don't have the same skills and abilities. But when they're building these businesses, they come up with a variety of different ideas. So I'll give you an example. So we have some students that have come up, for instance, with an idea that at the touch of a button, their shoe could change colors to match their particular outfit
oh,
for
yeah.
that particular
oh,
day.
Now,
yeah,
obviously,
like wearable technology
yeah,
nowadays.
Yeah, wearable technology. Now, of course, at the time that the student company came up with this, we had a lot of adults that kind of said, mm-hmm. well, that can never really happen. Well, it was only a few years later that Nike said, hey, you can customize your sneaker at a touch of a button. It just
right.
happened to be the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these things can happen. Second company that the students came up with, you know, students said, well, here in Seattle, it tends to rain a lot. The water comes down off the roof line, down
mm-hmm.
into the gutters, down the downspouts. The water can be utilized if we created
mm-hmm.
small rotors in those downspouts, and those rotors are connected to the internal appliances of our home. We can kind of live off the grid a little bit. And again, a lot of the adults said, "Well, that can never
idea.
Happen." But if you know Google like the Hydro Bee, for instance,
right.
there is actually a gentleman by the name of Bert Hamner that actually created the micro rotor
yeah.
that can basically power up like your cell phone, for instance. And then the last one, everybody loves apps, right?
Mm-hmm.
A group of students came up with an app, a bunch of boys, and their target audience was young ladies. And the young ladies can download this app, and they can the young ladies can program their body shape and style. And as they're going through a store, that app will ping them as to what clothing is in their proximity of a store.
Some dudes came up with that.
Yes, some dudes came up with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so they figured out that was a good market to
Is that because they were all tired of hearing their girlfriends complain about how they can't find pants that fit?
Maybe. I don't know. Probably. I don't know what the motivation was.
I think
was.
The girls were just too busy complaining. The boys were like, I'm so sick to death of hearing about it. Fine, here.
Yeah. So those are just three examples.
Now, there are some companies that are doing some of
that. Where we have had some students that come up with these great ideas, and oftentimes it's the adults that we have to temper a little bit, because mm-hmm. sometimes the adults will go in and say, you know what, I don't think that could ever happen, but you know, if you were to tell me today that I'd be listening to my music via mm-hmm. an app on my smartphone connected to the Bluetooth surround sound system of my radio, I would have said, no way, the A-Track's here to stay.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that there's some great ideas out there, and these students are coming up with
them. You know what, this is one of the things I loved about this, the summit I was just at, because it was a lot about mindset. And some of the, like, there's a list of books that were recommended to us. And one of them I'm listening to, I just got done listening to Bold. And now I'm going back to the first book that came out from that same author called Abundance. And originally I wasn't quite sure what Abundance was going to really be about. But thankfully they talked in our sessions that it's not what you're going to maybe assume. And it's really about how now is one of the best times to have been alive on the planet because of the potential, like what's available to us and what we can possibly be creating. And so this is really cool to see that there's a program promoting the next thought leaders. Because, I mean, when we've got someone like Elon Musk as someone that we can look to, and, you know, the whole thing with Tesla and all these other things that are happening, these massive, very interesting thought leaders that are out there right now really pushing back. Like when you think about SpaceX, you know, I've been listening and talking about that with other people, and to know that there's a program that's really promoting that, and you're doing it within a week.
Yeah. And
how cool
and,
is that?
And I'll tell you, the program is intense. I often joke with young mm-hmm. people that we will push it to the first person cries and then hold back. And typically that first person that cries is a boy. And quite frankly, that boy that cries is one of our adult volunteers. You know, because again, the students aren't doing this alone. They're uh-huh. doing this under the guidance and mentorship of these business professionals. Mm-hmm. And really what those adults are there to help provide is the relevancy to the program. Because, you know, as the students begin their business, we're asking them to come up with a mission statement, mm-hmm. a vision statement. Well, these are high school students. They've never had to deal with that. So
I work in real estate. Yeah, 90% of the people I work with don't do that.
Well, you know,
I can't tell you how many conference rooms I've sat in. Everybody looked at each other when we're trying to hammer out a mission statement, vision statement for a nonprofit even. Mm-hmm. It's
hard for people.
It's
not
that easy.
This is what we challenge our young people to do. And so as the students wade into that process of building mm-hmm. your own business, they have to they have to figure out, well, where else is this used? And that's mm-hmm. when the business professional steps up, raises their hand and says, well, let me tell you how we use a mission statement at my job.
Right.
And so, again, they're providing that relevancy. A lot mm-hmm. of the students that we attract, quite frankly, are wondering, how is everything that they're doing in the classroom mm-hmm. going to apply?
Right.
And I think we have a wonderful program where it brings everything together, mm-hmm. whether you're thinking how English, social science, history, mathematics, marketing, how all that's going to apply. They're using it all during this 1 week. And because of that, we can provide two college credits in those 6 days.
Okay, well, we're going to go a little bit even more in depth on this program when we come back from this break. If you have questions for our guest, 866-712-1300.
Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.